Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver with iBooks in Yosemite. And of course, Yosemite being the latest OS 10, 10.10. And in this demonstration, I thought I'd show you in the iBooks application, downloading a book from the iBooks store, accessing the book once it's been downloaded, reading the table of contents, and of course, then reading the book. So let me first of all say that I've got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at the desktop of my Mac. So I've got iBooks currently sitting on my dock. So if I go to my dock with the VoiceOver command VOD or Control Option D.
Dock, iBooks 10 of 26.
Okay, and I've already got it in view on my dock. If I didn't have, I could arrow to it or just do IB for iBooks. Of course, to activate it from the dock, it's VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Prep iBooks, iBooks window, bookshelf, table, has keyboard focus.
Okay, so we're on the bookshelf table. Now, I'm actually just going to do VR left arrow, Control left arrow for the moment, because I just want to show you what else is on the screen.
Toolbar.
And it's basically the toolbar, and inside the toolbar, if I interact, Shift VR down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. Seven items, iBook store button.
So that's the iBook store that I'm going to activate in a minute. So if I go to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
All books, radio button, 1 of 5.
Okay, so we've now got a set of radio buttons. We've got all books.
Collections, radio button, 2 of 5.
Collections.
Authors, radio button, 3 of 5.
Authors.
Categories, radio button, 4 of 5.
Categories.
List, selected, radio button, 5 of 5.
List, which I've currently got selected myself, and that's with, of course, the VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Search text field.
And that's the search text field to search for a book in my bookshelf. So if I interact with that.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And of course, to interact with the toolbar, that was Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow. And if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Bookshelf table.
We're back to the bookshelf table. And if I interact with that quickly, Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with bookshelf table, row 1 of 545.
Okay, so row 1 of 545, that's how many books I've got in my iBooks. And you can go across the row and of course go down. So if I go across the row, VO right arrow.
Title, 1 3-day war, Demonstone Chronicles number 6, column 2, row 1.
Okay, that's the title of the first book, and being in a list view, it's all in alphabetical order. So we've got title, that's column 2.
Author, Richard S. Tuttle, column 3, row 1.
Author.
Category, children's fiction, column 4, row 1.
Category.
Collection, books, column 5, row 1.
Collection.
Last read, column 6, row 1, empty cell.
Last read.
Date added, 27/8/2014, column 7, row 1.
Date added.
Size, 1.2 MB, Size. Column 8, row 1. Download, download from iCloud button, column 9, row 1.
Download from iCloud button, which is the last column, column 9. And because it says download from iCloud, I can tell it's not currently on my Mac. I need to access it off iCloud. Okay, so that's enough of the bookshelf for the moment. It's going to uninteract. So Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with bookshelf table, column 1, row 1, empty cell.
Now, rather than having to go back into the toolbar and activate the iBook store, I'm just going to do it from the keyboard shortcut Shift Command H.
Store home. Now in iBook store, featured window, library button.
Okay, now I'm just going to show you quickly what's on this screen as well before we start searching for a book or an author. So we're on the library button, and if I did VO spacebar now, that would take me back to the library screen where I had my bookshelf. So if I try and go to the left, I can't go any further. And then if I go to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Back, dimmed button, forward, dim, progress indicator, featured, selected, radio button.
And we've got featured.
Top charts, radio button.
Top charts.
Categories, radio button.
Categories.
Top authors, radio button.
Top authors.
Search text field.
Search text field, and that's it. Okay, so I'm going to uninteract with that toolbar. That's what it actually went into straight away. So to uninteract, Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Full screen button.
Then VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Toolbar.
Okay, so if I want to read the current item I just got off, it should say toolbar. So that's VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Toolbar is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, now if I go to the right.
HTML content.
Okay, that's the HTML content area, which contains currently the books that are currently featured because it was selected in the toolbar. And of course, to interact with the HTML area, I could do Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow to interact and read the featured books. But we want to search for a book. So rather than having to go back into the toolbar again, I'm just going to do Command F for find a book in the iBook store.
Find search text field.
Okay, now I'm going to search for one of my favorite authors, Mercedes Lackey. So I'm typing her name in now. Mercedes Lackey, and press enter.
Mercedes Lackey, selected.
Okay, so that's done the search. Now I'm still in the toolbar area. So I'm going to interact with the toolbar area, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And then do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
HTML content.
Okay, there's our HTML content area. And hopefully that will now have the items for Mercedes Lackey's books in now that HTML area, rather than the featured books as it had before.
Interact with HTML content. Showing results for Mercedes Lackey group.
Okay, showing results for Mercedes Lackey. And of course, I did the interact command with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow. Now, I'm actually going to read these books by heading. So I'm going to do VO command H or Control Option command H.
Heading level 4, books. Heading level 4, link. Closer to home, The Herald Spy, book 1.
Okay, closer to home, The Herald Spy.
Heading level 4, link. A tangled web.
Tangled web.
Heading level 4, link. Brain ships.
Brain ships.
Heading level 4, link. Foundation.
Foundation.
Heading level 4, link. The Fire Rose.
The Fire Rose. So I'm actually going to jump to the download button for this book. So I'm going to do VO command J or Control Option command J.
$0.00 download The Fire Rose button.
Okay, now I've already purchased this particular book. So if I do VO spacebar Control Option spacebar.
Press $0.00 download The Fire Rose dimmed button.
Okay, so now it's dimmed while it's actually downloading the book to my bookshelf. If I now want to jump back to my library, rather than having to go back to the toolbar and activate the library button, I'm just going to press Command L to jump back to my library.
Library, now in iBooks window, bookshelf table.
Okay, there's our bookshelf table. And of course, I want to find the book I've just downloaded. So it's called The Fire Rose. So again, as I did with the online bookstore, I'm just going to do Command F for find again.
Find, search text field.
Now I can either type in Fire Rose or I can type in Mercedes Lackey. So I'm going to type in her name to see what other books I've got by her as well while I find that book I've just downloaded. So I'm going to type in Mercedes Lackey and hit enter.
Mercedes Lackey, selected.
Okay, so now rather than my bookshelf containing all my books in my bookshelf, it's just going to contain the books that I've just searched for, in this case by Mercedes Lackey. So let me uninteract with the search box.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Bookshelf table.
Okay, so now if I interact with the table, Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with bookshelf table, row 1 of 6. Column 1 of 9.
Okay, so I've got 6 books that were found by Mercedes Lackey. So if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow for title.
Title, Arcanum 101, column 2, row 1.
So that's Arcanum 101. Going down, VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Brain ships.
Brain ships.
Closer to home, The Herald Spy.
Closer book to 1, home.
Dragon Rider.
Dragon Rider.
Foundation.
Foundation.
The Fire Rose.
The Fire Rose. So that's the one that should have now been downloaded, but if I wanted to check it before I try and access it, if I do VR right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Author, category, collection, last rank, date added, size, download column 9, row 6, empty cell.
And I can tell it's been downloaded because that cell is now empty. It doesn't say download from iCloud. So I press enter.
Now in the Fire Rose window, library button.
Now I'm now looking at the screen that contains the book. So we're back on the library button again. So if I press VO spacebar on that, I'd go back to my main bookshelf again. Let me just jump to the top of the window again.
Close button.
And we'll go through VO Writer Control from Writer.
Minimize button. Zoom button. Library button. Table of contents button.
Okay, it's table of contents.
Notes button.
Notes.
Appearance button.
Appearance.
Search button.
Search.
Add bookmark button.
Add bookmark.
Show bookmarks button.
Show bookmarks.
Previous page button.
And here's the controls for the book. Previous page.
Pages 586 to 587, scroll area.
Okay, pages 586 to 587, so you can tell I've actually read the book. Now, I'll show you something about that scroll area in a minute. Let me just go to the next control.
Next page, dimmed button.
Next page, because there's 20 pages more to go in the book.
Page 586.
Page 586, that's what current page we're viewing.
Page 587.
Page 587.
No pages left, dimmed button.
Okay, no pages left. Okay, so let me first of all go to the table of contents and we'll select the beginning of the book. And then I want to give you some information about that particular scroll area that contains the pages that are currently being viewed. And I've currently got my view, and that's of course under the view menu, set to 2 pages. So I'm at the table of contents, and rather than going to go back to that control for table of contents, I'm just going to press Command T.
Show table of contents, window, table. Page 584, epilogue. Selected table. Page 584, epilogue.
Okay, I can tell it's the last of the book. Okay, so I need to interact with the table of contents, and of course that's Shift VO down arrow, Shift and drop option down arrow.
Interact with table, row 17 of 17.
Okay, row 17 of 17. I'm going to jump to the top of the table of contents, and of course that's Shift VO home.
Page 6, prologue, row 1 of 17.
Prologue. If I do VO down, control option down arrow.
Page 15, chapter 1.
Okay, that sounds good. Chapter 1. And of course, to access the chapter, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press chapter 1.
Now, what I've noticed sometimes when I've chosen a chapter, the view will either move back to the table of contents button, or it'll move to the actual book view. Okay, so if I just do VO left or control left arrow now.
Show bookmarks button.
And back to VO Writer Control Option Writer.
Previous page button.
I was on the button for the previous page because I just moved off the left and back to the right. So previous page. And now if I do VO Writer Control Option Writer to the scroll here, which contains the viewable pages for the current part of the book, as in beginning of chapter 1. I'm just going to leave it to say scroll area in the pages, and then you'll notice it will just start reading automatically. See, because I'm moving now to the right. VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Pages 15 to 16, scroll area. Chapter 1. Rosalind Hawkins entered the door with her entire being in a knot of anxiety, expecting yet another aggressive creditor. She schooled her face into a calm she did not feel. Outside, the dreary, drizzling day was giving way to another dreary night. The home that had once been her sanctuary was now under siege.
Yeah, I've just stopped it with the control key. Now, if you want to read page by page, or in this case, 2 pages at a time, because that's what I've got my view set to. If I do VO Writer Control Option Right Arrow.
Next page button.
And I choose the next page button, it'll go to the next page or next 2 pages and start reading automatically again.
Press next pages 17 to 18. Come to such dire straits. Neither did I, Rosalind said simply, as she sat down on the matching chair, groping behind her for the arm of the chair to assist her. While he was alive, his salary at the university paid the bills, and the extra...
Okay, I've just stopped again with the control key. Now let me go back to the previous page. So VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Pages 17 to 18, previous page button.
Okay, so previous page, and I'll do the same thing. I'll just activate the previous page button with VO spacebar, control option spacebar, and you'll see it'll start reading automatically again.
Press pages 15 to 16, chapter 1. Rosalind Hawkins entered the door with her entire being in a knot of anxiety, expecting yet another aggressive creditor. She schooled her face into a calm she did not feel. Outside, the dreary, drizzling day was giving way to another dreary night.
Okay, I'll just press the control key again. Okay, so that's if you want to sort of read manually. If you want VoiceOver to read automatically as it does in documents and so on with the VOA or Control Option A command, you can actually interact with that scroll area, which is actually the book. So I'm going to go back to the scroll area with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Pages 15 to 16, scroll area.
And I'm going to interact with the scroll area. Now, of course, I just hit the control key and stop it reading those pages that are viewable. So interact, Shift VO down or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with text, chapter 1.
Okay, and I just press the control key. So now that I'm interacting with the scroll area, I can use all my voiceover commands, not just VOA for continuous reading. Of course, if I did VOA now, control option A.
Outside, the dreary, drizzling day was giving way to another dreary night. The home that had once been her sanctuary was now under siege, and no longer hers. How long must I bear this?
Okay, just the control key. And of course, I can read line by line, word by word, character by character. The thing to keep in mind about this scroll area is the fact it's actually the book. So you can actually scroll up and down inside this area to read the entire book if you wish. And of course, if I did just sit here and let VOA or Control A do its business and read continuously, I could actually read the entire book. Okay, so let's say, for example, I finished reading the book. I can now just do Command L.
Library, now in iBooks window. Bookshelf table.
And I'm back to my bookshelf table. So if I interact with the bookshelf table.
Interact with bookshelf table. Row 1 of 6. Column 1 of 9.
Okay, I'm back to my previous search table.
Stop interacting with bookshelf table. Column 1, row 1, empty cell. Arcanum 101.
Okay, but if I want to clear my search, what I normally do is go to the find.
Find Mercedes Lackey. Search text field.
Okay, and that, because that was my previous find, that was Command F, of course. Press delete.
Selection deleted.
Okay, and now uninteract.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Okay, and VO right arrow, option right arrow.
Bookshelf table.
And interact with the bookshelf table.
Interact with bookshelf table. Row 1 of 547.
Okay, I'm back to my entire bookshelf that I can either manually select a book by going down the rows or down the books, or doing another search for another book. And of course, to quit iBooks, it's Command Q.
Desktop, Macintosh HD.
And that completes this quick demonstration of what it's like to now use iBooks in Yosemite using VoiceOver, a lot more accessible than what it used to be. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.